This is your first appearance in court. I am now going to explain the constitutional and statutory rights you have as someone accused of a crime in our system of justice. You are here because you are charged with a criminal offense, or a violation of probation, or supervised release. You will receive a copy of the complaint or formal charge against you in a moment. Please listen carefully. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be used against you in this or any other court of law. You have the right to an attorney of your own choosing at each and every stage of the proceedings, including this one. If you do not have the funds with which to hire an attorney, the court may appoint one for you free of charge. If you would like the court to appoint an attorney for you, you must first answer questions under oath about your financial condition to determine if you qualify for a court-appointed attorney. If you answer questions falsely while under oath, you may be prosecuted for perjury or having made a false statement, and that is a separate offense for which the government may prosecute you. You have the right to a bond hearing to determine under what, if any, conditions you may be released on bond. If the government seeks detention, you have the right to a hearing on the date of your first court appearance, or within 3 to 5 days of your first court appearance, if a continuance is granted. You have the right to a preliminary hearing or examination within 10 days of your first appearance in court, if you are in custody, and within 20 days if released on bond. In a preliminary hearing, the government is required to present evidence to convince the court that there is probable cause to believe the charged offense was committed and that you committed it. If the government's evidence does not establish probable cause, the case will be dismissed. If probable cause is found, you will be required to enter a plea to the charges. Probable cause may also be established by the return of an indictment by a grand jury. If a grand jury returns an indictment prior to the date set for the preliminary hearing, the probable cause requirement is satisfied and no preliminary hearing will be held. You will then enter a plea to the indictment. All right, Ms. Suarez, let's get you sworn in. Please state your name of the record.
Josefina Suarez.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Ms. Suarez, are you married?
Not right now. I'm divorced. I was married to Mr. Perez. He's sitting over there. He's the one who got me into all of this.
Ms. Perez, did you understand the rights I read to you a moment ago?
Yes, Your Honor.
Then I would advise you only to answer the questions I ask. Please do not tell me anything else about this case, about how you got involved, or anything like that. All right?
Yes, Judge. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. Now, do you have any children?
Yes, Your Honor. I have 6 children. They are between 11 and 25 years of age. The older ones all live in other states. Only the 11-year-old is still with me.
Wow, 6 children. Congratulations. That's quite a lot of work, isn't it?
Yes, Your Honor, but I am very proud of them. They are good kids.
Miss Suarez, are you employed? I mean, do you have a job outside the home? A paid job in addition to raising 6 children?
No, Your Honor. I'm a homemaker.
How do you support yourself?
Well, Your Honor, my ex-husband gives me some money, and my brother has been helping out since my divorce.
I see. Miss Suarez, do you own a car, truck, boat, or motorcycle?
No, Your Honor. I don't even have a driver license.
Do you have any money in a bank, in an account, or safe deposit box? Do you have a savings or checking account, bonds, stocks, or other account of any kind?
No, none of that.
Do you have money that is not in the bank or in a safe deposit box anywhere in the world?
No, Judge.
Do you own any real property, a house, land, anything like that?
No, no, no.
Do you have anything of monetary value that I have not asked you about?
Well, I kept my wedding ring. I don't wear it anymore, but I have it. It's gold.
Thank you. I understand. Very well. I find that you qualify for a court-appointed attorney. I will appoint the public defender to represent you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Harold Corman, on behalf of the defendant.
I see that there is already an indictment in this case. Would you like to go ahead and arraign your client, Mr. Corman?
Yes, Your Honor. We are ready to proceed. On behalf of Ms. Suarez, we acknowledge receipt of the indictment, waive its formal reading, enter a plea of not guilty, ask that the standing discovery order be issued, and request a trial by jury.
Thank you, Mr. Carmen. This court takes note of the waiver, your plea of not guilty, orders standing discovery to be produced, and will order trial by jury. Anything from the prosecution?
Your Honor, I believe we may have an agreement on bond.
Is that so, Mr. Carmen? Would you like to proceed immediately?
Yes, Your Honor.
What is the government's recommendation on bond?
Judge, in this case, the government is requesting a personal surety bond of $100,000 and the standard conditions of release.
Mr. Carmen, I assume that you are in agreement with that rather unusual recommendation.
Yes, Your Honor, we agree. I have the paperwork right here. If I could ask the interpreter to assist me for a moment, I will explain it to my client. I trust that we will be able to file everything momentarily and get Ms. Suarez released today.
Very well. Please step off to the side with your client. I'll ask the interpreter to accompany you and request that the court security officers make that possible. You do not need to report back to me if everything is in order. The court will continue with the remaining cases on the docket for which we do not need the services of the interpreter.
Let me explain what is going on here. You have been charged with several counts of drug trafficking. I'm going to ask the interpreter to sight read the indictment to you now. In the federal system, we have three types of bond. The first is a personal security or signature bond. Basically, what this means is that a defendant does not have to put any money up initially. All you do is sign a commitment to pay a certain amount, in this case, $100,000, if you fail to appear for any of your court appearances. If you come to court as ordered, you won't have to pay anything at all. If you fail to appear, the government will come after you for that $100,000, and believe me, they will do it. They will foreclose on your house, garnish your wages, in sum, do everything they can do to collect. In this case, however, both the prosecution and I agree that you are very likely to appear and believe that that will not be a problem. So, by accepting the government's offer for a personal security bond, you don't have to pay anything now. And if you appear as ordered, won't have to pay anything ever. If you violate the conditions of release, however, the judge will revoke your bond. You may be liable for the $100,000 and can be incarcerated, kept in pretrial detention until a final ruling is made in your case. The other types of bond are a percentage bond, where a percentage of the amount has to be deposited with the court to secure a defendant's release, and a corporate surety or a secured bail bond that has to be posted through a bail bondsperson. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you. I understand. Don't worry. I will be here whenever you need me to be.
That's what I thought. We'll sign the appropriate paperwork in a moment and get you released today. Okay?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. I just want to go home.